Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Jerry Burton, and I called yesterday because I noticed that you people had taken payments out of my off my debit card, and I found out you've been taking payments since October out of there. And I talked to whoever I talked to, and they sent me refund notifications. But there is not a refund for October 14th monies that you took out of my account of $49.97. All the other refunds are in there. I got a cancellation notification for October 9th that was canceled, and you took payments out on October 14th. I need that refund.
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
46901.
Okay, could you verify your address?
12455 West, 100 North, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901.
Okay. Okay, and I can't offer a 35% refund on that $49.97.
No, I want a 100% refund. That was not authorized.
Well, sir, it was in the terms and conditions when you pay for that pulse oximeter, but as a courtesy, I can offer 50.
No, I want 100%. I did not agree to sign up for that.
Well, sir, all I can offer as a courtesy is 50%.
Well, that's what you told me yesterday until you talked to your manager. They give a 100% refund on the monies you took out on 1/28 of this year, 12/28 of this last year, 11/28 of last year, and then there was a 10/14 monies you took out. A cancellation notice, 25801-4935, was canceled on 10/9 of 2021. You took the money out on 10/14.
Okay, sir, and all I can offer is a 50% refund.
No, I want 100%. I'll turn it over to my attorneys. This is interstate, and it's a scam.
It's not a scam, but bear with me one moment, sir. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, and I was able to get you fully refunded, and that refund can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into your account.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.